Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hey, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, in honor of our 7th anniversary of The Public Storyteller, we have another employee at WLRN, Mikhail Halachev.
I arrived in the United States from Bulgaria in late 2003, and I was 27 years old. It was supposed to be winter time. We arrived on Miami airport with thick jackets, very well dressed, and my first impression coming out of the airport was a hot bath. And basically I was shocked how humid the weather here is. In the same time, it was really nice. A friend of mine gave me a ride on an open car through Miami downtown. It was quite a ride, thinking about movies like Bad Boys. So we arrived in Coconut Grove and spent about 3 months with my friends. And they're still there. In fact, I started in a car wash like every other immigrant story. It was very close to their house, to my friend's house. It was supposed to be an easy job, but as we know, nothing is easy. We had to work only if there is no rain outside, hot weather, very competitive. I had to compete with a bunch of locals. It was quite an interesting job. I left the car wash after being there for 2 weeks, or maybe more, because for me it was a temporary job. I had more skills and I wanted to apply my skills for something more useful, and I knew that I can help a little more in other businesses. And I got lucky enough to start another job, again in Coconut Grove, which was in a grocery store. I had the skills to be a assistant manager. I had a friend of mine who recommended me. The interesting part there is that I was a newcomer. My English was not very good, or whatever I learned as far as English was from British point of view. So everything sounded strange to me. And the first thing as an assistant manager, you have to deal with people. And this is in the heart of Coconut Grove. A lot of people are very dedicated to Coconut Grove. They walk to the store. Some of them don't even drive. So I had quite an interesting start there, trying to understand locals, different types of speech. Of course, they're Hispanic, older generation Hispanic. One of them even told me, if you're going to live here, you need to know Spanish. You can't live here without knowing Spanish. And I took it seriously. Working with primarily Spanish co-workers, I started learning from them. Although Bulgarian language has a lot of words that are very similar to Spanish words, we can roll our R perfectly, so it was easy for me to repeat. So I kind of learned the bad words at first, which was helpful to survive amongst the Hispanic population. There was a lot of misunderstanding. In some instances, you know, knowing the word, I would assume that they're saying something, but the output was quite different. And I had funny situations trying to understand and anticipating their needs. I stayed there for about 2 years and a half. I met so many people. I met friends that we're still friends. I met my future director, which helped me to find a job in my next stop, which was the Four Seasons of Miami. And when I went to the interview, basically he said, "What are you doing here?" And I just needed a better life, as all we want from the United States. So even before I came to Miami, all I knew about coming to the United States that I have to have a perfect English. So I put all my resources, all my time to perfect something I've been studying for so many years at school. And my mom was always telling me, you need to know English no matter where you are. Putting all my efforts into English didn't pay that much when I came at first in Miami. Even though my friends warned me, you need to know Spanish in Miami, you need to spend some time. Nobody really believes that. And when you step into the police station just to apply for your ID, the first words from that person were in Spanish. And this was really surprising. This basically forced me to think, oh well, I need to learn some Spanish here.
Mikhail Halachev with a story about arriving to the United States.
And boy, was he surprised. Here was a guy, 27 years old, thought he knew what he was getting into and didn't believe, A, that it was going to be so hot, and B, that he was going to need Spanish.
It's interesting watching Mikhail's path and how he had to start off at the bottom at a car wash.
This is the immigrant story, and what more appropriate story to tell on our anniversary than a story that is so South Florida and specifically so Miami. He really thought he knew what he was getting into. People have an expectation of the U.S., and they're not quite prepared.
I guess it's not well known that you need to be able to speak Spanish to survive in Miami.
Well, he had said, actually, that he had heard it, but he didn't believe it. Nobody believed him.
I hope Mikhail doesn't find out that I don't speak Spanish.
Actually, it depends where you are in Miami, I would say, whether or not you need to speak Spanish. But that's kind of the irony of the story. If he had landed in a different place, particularly if he had not stayed in Miami, he would never have had that concern. But he just happened to land in a place. His Bulgarian friend was in Coral Gables, and he just happened to land in a place where he really needed that. So it's one thing for an immigrant to say, all right, I didn't realize it was going to be so hot and humid. It's another thing for an immigrant to land in a place and say, boy, this is like something out of a movie. But for that surprise at realizing he learned the wrong language, if he had come in, even in New York City, if he had come into LA, if he had come into other places where immigrants arrive, that might not have been the case. He just happened to come into an area where English was not necessarily as helpful. And I loved the detail that he happened to come from a country, Bulgaria, where they roll their R's. That's wonderful. If he had come from China, it wouldn't have been as easy to learn Spanish. He also came from a country that had Romance language and kind of a Latin foundation to the language, so he already understood some of the words of Spanish. So he really, on one hand, it may have seemed like he ended up in the wrong place because he didn't speak Spanish. But on the other hand, luckily for him, it wasn't that difficult.
And luckily, it's a successful immigrant story.
And luckily, we've had a successful 7 years at the Public Storyteller.
Karen, well, thank you for bringing in that story. If our listeners would like to share their story, how can they get in touch with you?
Send me an email, cneile, that's C-N-E-I-L-E, at fau.edu.
Or contact me here, 305-995-2264. Our website also has contact information as well as archive stories, WLRN.org, and search for the Public Storyteller. Thank you, Karen.
Happy anniversary, Michael.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.